Wednesday afternoon, time for our bi-monthly conversation with MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has revealed her budget proposal, and within it, there are a number of elements that you're taking a closer look at.
Yeah, the number one, and this is the big part of the budget that Governor Whitmer proposed on Tuesday, a 45-cent per gallon hike in the state gasoline and diesel fuel tax. Now, this should, of course, come as no surprise to anybody who's been paying attention. Everybody who drives around Michigan, we know what the roads are like, and they're not good. What do we do about them? The governor's position is there's been a disinvestment in infrastructure in the state for 20-plus years. So in her budget proposal yesterday, she's proposing a 45-cent increase in the state gas tax over a 12-month period if the legislature accepts that. The first 15 cents would go into effect October 1, another 15 cents next April, another 15 cents in October 2020. Bottom line, this would generate about $2.5 billion a year. That is approximately the figure where there's been a number of analyses that says this is what the state needs to catch up on what the roads need and fix the roads. There's a group, Ken Sycamore, the former Republican state senator from Kent County. His group a few weeks ago proposed a 47-cent increase in the state tax on gasoline. Now, business leaders from Michigan has also identified the state needs about $2.5 billion to keep up and get the roads back to where they want. And in her budget proposal yesterday, and when she was speaking before the Senate and the House Appropriations Committees, the governor put out some slides there that said, look, right now, 78% of Michigan roads are in fair or good condition. Now, look at the other side of that equation. 22%, more than one in five, are in poor condition. Within a couple of years, that's going to go down to 65% good or fair, 35% in poor. And then in another year, within 3 years, only 60% are in good or fair condition. So the governor's painting the picture that the situation is deteriorating. And until you do something about it and do it at this level, they're going to continue to deteriorate. And her assertion and her budget director's assertion is $2.5 billion is what's needed to stop this deterioration and stop the slide and get the roads back to where they need to be. And, of course, as you could imagine, this idea is not going over too well with some folks in the legislature. Patrick, you've done this job a while. You know, whenever you get these budget proposals, your email lights up that day. The inbox starts getting all sorts of emails from legislators offering their comments. There's a lot of silence out there on the Democratic side. On the Republican side, we're not so sure this is a good idea. The Speaker of the House, Lee Chatfield, his initial response was, well, let's make sure all of the sales tax on gasoline sales is going to the roads. Right now, the sales tax on gas sales does not go to the roads. So that's his initial response. Let's do that before we start looking at any more tax increases. I've gotten some emails as well, press releases from legislators that just they're not going to go for this. And there's been a lot of sentiment among the Republican side that this is not the option. But the governor made it clear yesterday in the budget proposal, her and her budget director, Chris Cole, that said, if not this, what is another proposal out there? There are only so many limited options to raise the revenue to fix the roads. If somebody has another idea, bring it forward and let's hear it. They were adamant that $2.5 billion is what's needed to get the job done.
There are some other elements of the budget proposal as well. We've got something to do with the corporate sales tax and small business tax and repealing the pension tax.
Yeah, this is the corporate income tax, the governor's budget proposal. And this is kind of a two-pronged approach. And let's go back 8 years. Remember early in the term of Governor Rick Snyder, when the economy wasn't doing too well, and we had what was called the Michigan business tax, which nobody liked in the business community. It was pretty thoroughly despised. So Governor Snyder came in, and what he proposed and the legislature enacted was a 6% corporate flat income tax. And he eliminated that tax on small businesses. If you were classified as an S-Corp or an LLC or sole proprietorship, you would not pay taxes, or the business would not pay taxes, but the C-Corps would pay the 6% corporate income tax. Small businesses, the idea was, were being taxed double on the same money. The business owner paid an income tax on what the business made, and then that business owner paid the personal income tax, the individual income tax. There had been folks advocating for a long time to get rid of that double taxation. They did it 8 years ago. And now what Governor Whitmer has proposed is coming back and extending that 6% corporate income tax onto small businesses, the LLCs and the S-Corps. It would include a $50,000 tax deduction for them. So the first $50,000 in business income would be exempt from that tax. In exchange for that, she's proposing to repeal the pension tax on retirement income for senior citizens. That was something also that was put into effect 8 years ago under the previous administration. The business groups who kind of offered an opinion and a take on this yesterday are not too sure they like that idea. The Small Business Association of Michigan called it a step backwards. Other groups, such as the National Federation of Independent Businesses, at least the state chapter there, it's dead set against it, saying small businesses pay their fair share of taxes already. So there's going to be a lot of debate on that one as well. Nobody likes more taxes for anybody, but the governor has proposed this one, extending that tax into small businesses, in exchange repealing that pension tax on about 400,000 folks in Michigan who now pay the tax on retirement income.
And we couldn't go a full segment here without bringing up recreational use marijuana and the policies that are being created and where this is all heading. There are some very creative people out there.
Yeah, don't you like innovation and creativity? You know, market opportunity breeds innovation. But in this case, folks, be careful a little bit. Going back, of course, in November, voters, by a good margin, approved recreational marijuana use. Now, you will start seeing this unfold more as the rules come out from the state and businesses start getting set up in 2020 here in the next year or two. But what we're beginning to see, and my colleague Andy Blaskowitz here at MIBiz detailed this in a story this week in MIBiz. You can access that at MIBiz.com. Talked about, for instance, in Muskegon Heights, there's a restaurant. Had a $35 per person event with food dishes infused with marijuana. We're seeing other organizations beginning to infuse, such as one in Ann Arbor. It's a chocolate house. Chocolate with a certain amount of marijuana in it. We're seeing bars beginning to offer smoke rooms, private smoke rooms for cannabis and marijuana. They're doing it. It's unfolding. But the legal counsel, the lawyers we talked to, Andy talked to for the story, said, be careful. This is a gray area of the law, especially if you're gifting marijuana. That's not allowed. So if the local police and local prosecutor, where your business is located, pick up on you're doing this, you could get in trouble. Now, the prosecution's one thing. For a bar owner, the big thing is the liquor license. But the folks we talked to from one of the local law firms who specializes in this area said, if you're going to start doing this, you're entering a gray area. That could be worrisome for you, and that could threaten your liquor license. Or if you seek a license in the future to do recreational marijuana and to sell it. Bottom line for businesses out there that are thinking about this, get with your legal counsel to make sure you're on the right footing and don't jeopardize your business.
You have to be very careful, tread lightly here, because while, yes, voters approved adult recreational use marijuana, there still are federal laws in place. There's a conflict here.
Yeah, there's a conflict there between the state and federal laws. And this is all one of these things you see. It's new, it's different, it's changing, the times have changed. It's going to take time to work through. It's going to take time for some legal cases to go through the system and work their way through to get clarity on the situation. So the legal counsel, again, that Andy talked to for this story, says, be careful, folks, tread lightly. You may enter that gray area, but that gray area comes with a little risk.
MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez, thank you so much.
We'll talk to you again.